All right. Well, Mabel Louise, it's 11:14. I'm not sure. I was going to see what we would do here about 11:15. We didn't do much about it other than come up a little early.
That's
How
good.
Are you?
I like it.
Nothing wrong with being early once in a while.
That's good. I love it. I love being with the listeners.
Good day.
Yes. And guess what? The sun is shining again. It's nice and warm when you're out in it. And it makes you think of spring. We are so blessed, aren't we? Oh, yeah, we've got piles of snow everywhere, but that's okay. I can just say a great big thank you for tuning me in. And would you stay tuned so I can talk to you about our wonderful shepherd, the shepherd that you and I know is the Lord Jesus. But before I do, let me remind you that I will be shooting hoops today. Yep, I told you on my last broadcast. That is happens to be Paul's segment and drive time. And why don't you just pull over in some parking lot and make a pledge if you're on the way home? That would be wonderful. I'd love to be hearing from you. That's right. And by the way, Carol has the March issue of Update already and in the mail, I suppose. Look in your mailbox, and if you're not on the mailing list, call us right here at the studio, and you can be on the list. And please take note of the fact that the giving has been real low during the months of January and February. So any help you can do would be so appreciated. And you folks have been so faithful all through the years. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, today I want to continue my series of 23rd Psalm. So let me read all six verses. It's short, but to the point. And by the way, if you know it, and most of you I'm sure do, but if you know it by memory, why don't you join me and quote it with me, okay? Here we go. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's so beautiful, isn't it? Well, this time I want to talk to you from a little booklet that stimulated my interest. It was given to me by an actual shepherd of sheep, and his name was Fernando de Alfonso. And this shepherd came to the United States from Spain. He was in charge of over 1,000 sheep in the open range of northern Spain. He came to the USA when he was 60 years old. And so I would love for you to stay tuned and hear some of the details of his experience as a real shepherd of the sheep. And maybe it will give you some new nuggets to think about when you quote the 23rd Psalm. First, before I explain each verse, let me give you a background of the psalm. Literary critics value the 23rd Psalm as a masterpiece of lyric poetry. It's not just a simple little poem, like Mary Had a Little Lamb from the nursery rhyme, nor is it easy to understand. Actually, we value the 23rd because it's so personal. God always demonstrates the same patience and tireless love that he gave the Good Shepherd David, and now he wants to do the same for you and me. And the psalm affirms a profound personal faith in God, and that's what you need in order to get to heaven. And that's the kind of faith the writer David and the author had in his life. The words tell us that we have a personal God who really relates to us as individuals. And it's so important that we realize that the psalm was written in a different place, like the Holy Land, and at a different time span than ours. But we must realize that the shepherd has not changed, meaning the Lord, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The 23rd Psalm and the Lord's Prayer actually are the two most familiar passages in the entire Bible. And most people can quote them. I know I memorized them when I was just a child. But let me ask you, how much do you really know of what the Lord is trying to tell us? Commentaries tell us that it was probably written in David's older years. One writer quoted, "It must have been written in David's twilight years, for they are words of a man who has lived much, done much, and one who has greatly sinned and has been greatly forgiven." King David is remembering his early days when he cared for his father's sheep. 1 Samuel 17 tells us that David watched his father's sheep when he was just a young person. And of course, the desert was a perfect place to ponder, look up at the skies and see the stars, and to know the Lord's presence was there. There were so few distractions. He had lots of time to think and to learn who really God is and how big he is, and the role the Lord played in his very life. Ancient shepherds knew their sheep by name. They didn't have the thousand that Ferdinand de Alfonso had. They had a few, the Bible says in 1 Samuel, that David was watching a few of his father's sheep. And, of course, the shepherd was acquainted with all their ways. Shepherds didn't drive their sheep. They led them. I'll never forget when my husband and I were in the Holy Land. We actually saw a shepherd leading his sheep. He was blowing a flute, and he led, blowing his flute, and he was followed by a black goat, and then right in order, like a string, each sheep was in line. It was beautiful to see. Of course, it reminded me of the 23rd Psalm. And the shepherd would give his distinctive morning call, and that flock of sheep would rise up and follow their leader to the feeding grounds. And even if two shepherds called their flocks at the same time, the sheep were even intermingled. They would never follow the wrong shepherd. What a lesson for us to listen for our Savior's voice and follow him. Even as there are so many voices to call us aside, All day long, the sheep followed their own shepherd as he searched the wilderness, looking for grassy meadows and sheltered pools where his flock could feed and have a drink. Yes, the sheep were always guarded. A shepherd would carry a rod or a heavy club on his belt and a shepherd's staff in his hands. The staff would have a crook that was used to pull the sheep from the dangerous places, or really to restrain them from wandering away. And the club was to ward off wild beasts like a lion or a bear or whatever, a wolf or maybe a wild dog. And David talks about in 1 Samuel of having such an encounter himself. And all day long, the shepherd stayed very close to his sheep, watching them and protecting them. And if one strayed, the shepherd searched until he found it, and then he would bring it back, maybe across his shoulders, and have it back with the flock. A good shepherd never left his sheep alone. Does that remind you of a verse from the scriptures? Does me. Jesus said, I will never, never, never leave you. Yes, there are three nevers in the Greek. I will never forsake you. Isn't that precious? He's the same, isn't he? The same with you and me. And you know what? The sheep would have been lost without the shepherd. His presence was their assurance. Is it yours? It certainly is mine. It's this good shepherd that David envisioned as he was composing, line by line, Psalm 23. Let me give you a couple of beautiful verses that kind of tie in with this. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. And how about this one? I just gave it to you a couple of broadcasts back. I talked about 911. Well, it was Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I trust. Aren't they beautiful? And in case you didn't know, or maybe you've even forgotten, Jesse was David's father. Jesse was the son of Obed and grandson of Boaz and Ruth. All of these ancestors that I named were ancestors of Christ. Jesse, David's father, had 8 sons and 2 daughters, and David was the youngest. Some 600 years after David composed his shepherd's song, Jesus himself said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he just abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. But I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. When I was studying last night, really at 3 in the morning, couldn't sleep, and I got up and was working on this message. I couldn't keep the tears back as I thought about how precious our Lord is, the fact that He never leaves us. the fact that he laid down his life for you and me. Yes, it's our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. He saw you and me. We were without a shepherd. And guess what? Yep, he came to seek and to save you and me. I hope you can say that. I like what Reverend F.B. Meyer wrote. He said, Jesus has a shepherd's heart. With such great love that he laid down his own life for our ransom. He has a shepherd's eye that takes in the whole flock and misses not even the poor sheep wandering away. Jesus has a shepherd's faithfulness, which will never fail or forsake, never leave us comfortless, nor flee when he's coming or when the wolf is coming. He has a shepherd's strength, so that he is able to deliver us from the jaw of the lion or the paw of the bear. He has a shepherd's tenderness, no lamb so tiny that he would not carry it, no saint so weak that he would not gently lead. Oh, maybe you're out there today and you're sick and you are troubled, and I know I made a phone call to invite someone to church that hadn't been there for a while. And he said, oh, I'm in such great trouble, Mabel Louise. And I said, let me pray for you right on the phone. And we ended up talking about Jesus and how good he was and how tender. And then F.B. Meyer ended it by, he said, as a shepherd, he is so tender. No lamb so tiny that he wouldn't carry it. No saint so weak that he would not lead it. No soul so faint that he would not give it rest. What a gentle, loving shepherd we love and we serve. Do you know him as your Savior? I hope you do. God bless you and goodbye.